Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the very first episode of Pop Off Podcast. I'm Lewis Ball and this podcast is your best spot for all things happening in pop culture. This week, our very first guest is the one and only Jade Thirlwall from Little Mix, and we're going to be talking all things from Nicki Minaj's Say So remix, Love Island pregnancies, Harry Styles' new music video, and celebrity babies. Okay, time for the first episode. I hope you guys enjoy. Let's go! Yodelay! Thanks for coming on the podcast. How are we today?
Of course. Oh, do you know what? I've woke up in a better mood today. I was feeling a bit poo yesterday, but I've woke up today feeling right as rain. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, I feel like the sun's maybe lifting my mood a bit more. I'm saying that, but I'm sat in a dark room right now with like a hoodie on, but you know. How is lockdown life going for you so far?
All right. I think, you know, I've been keeping busy. I've actually been doing lots of work anyways. I guess like everyone, I've had a few like little ruts of, hoping it'll be over soon, but yeah, not too bad.
That's nice. I feel like best thing to do is keep busy. And speaking of that, I feel like there's been loads of new music during lockdown. I feel like loads has come out. In specific, the other week, there was like an influx of like remixes and collabs and like everything that came out. And including that was Doja Cat's Say So remix, which Nicki Minaj hopped on, and it went to number one. And I was so shook to find out that that was Nicki's first number one.
What?
Yeah, it was her first.
In the UK?
No, in the US.
What?
Yeah, that was literally my reaction.
No.
Yeah, she's had a few number twos, but the Say So remix was her first number one.
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I know, because when you think about it, she's been like producing bangers for like 10 years. Like Super Bass was like 10 years ago.
She's the queen, isn't she? I mean, it's been a long time coming. Good for her.
And you did a track with Nicki. You did Woman Like Me, which actually is one of my favorite songs by you guys. How did that come about?
Well, basically, when that song came in, we're always quite proud when like we haven't written a song, like whether we want to have it as a first single or not. And there was a lot of discussion about whether Woman Like Me was the right choice for first single for that album campaign. And then we basically said, if you get Nicki on the track, we'll agree to do it. So that's kind of how Nicki ended up on the track. So, yeah, and honestly, we've waited like our whole career to have Nicki Minaj on one of our songs. And then we grew to love the song once Nicki was on it. And she was so lovely. Like, she invited us to perform with her at the AMAs. We met her and she was just an absolute sweetheart. So lovely.
Oh, I feel like it's like manifestation. Like, you guys were like, believed it in your soul that Nicki was going to be on the track. And that's how it came about.
Exactly.
And Doja Cat, I feel like she's just come out of not nowhere, because I'm not trying to brag or anything. I actually saw her in concert over a year ago. I was one of those people who I knew her before she was cool. But she's like killing it as well. I feel like there's so many female rappers right now just killing it.
Yeah, I love it. I love that female rappers are coming to the forefront and people are loving them. But yeah, she's amazing, isn't she? Especially the video for Say So, I'm a bit obsessed with. We have it on all the time on YouTube.
So speaking of new music keeping us company, there is also a hole in my heart that's been sort of, it's been, well, actually, I did have a hole in my heart when I was younger, fun fact. But it covered up, thanks to science and technology. It's really crazy how that's a thing nowadays. Thank you, NHS, we love you.
That's amazing.
But other than the actual hole in my heart physically, there was a Big Brother-shaped hole in my heart ever since the end of 2018. But it's having a comeback, but not quite a comeback. It's Big Brother's best show ever show. First of all, that is a long title. I'm sure the producers could have gotten a thesaurus out or something and figured out some words to shorten that down, because that is a mouthful and a half. But it's basically a new show where they're airing the best episodes of Big Brother again.
I'm so here for this.
I'm very much here, because I feel like it almost had a premature departure. My heart wasn't ready to quite break up with it when it left.
I wasn't either. But I think it's good when shows do that, when they finish, like, before people want them to. Mm. You'd rather that than, like, it dwindle.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, like, it has a, like, unfortunate departure. But Zach was literally just talking about who I'm with at the minute, about Big Brother.
Oh, yeah.
Just how much we love it. And we were saying, like, back in the day, like, my mum was obsessed with Big Brother. Like, she had the Big Brother ringtone. Like, she would sit, as soon as she got in from work, she'd have it on the telly, you know, and you would, like, press the red button and, like, watch it live.
Yeah.
And the minute something interesting happened, like, the birds would come on singing, you couldn't watch it anymore. Yeah, we were, like, hardcore fans. So I'm very happy to hear this, like, some sort of a comeback.
I remember it was like, it was so bizarre though, because like you could literally put it on at 4 a.m. in the morning and just watch these people sleep for hours.
Yeah, it was weird.
Like, I was young at the time, but I just have memories of just like watching people sleep. And it was like 8-year-old me like sat, like eating a mini roll and watching these randomers sleep in L Street. It's like, where was my parents? Like, why weren't they like stopping this from happening? But I always was like, when I was like 14, I was like, I'm going to go on there one day. I'm going to make it into the house. I'm going to make it big time.
Really?
I was so obsessed with it when I was like 13, 14. And I was like, it's destined. It's like in my future. It's like, do you know what I mean?
Do you know what? You'd be a great housemate.
I think I'd be the type of person who you enjoy watching for 1 week. And then when it got to like the 8th day, you'd be a bit like, bloody hell, let's mute the TV when he's on. Thank you.
No, I think you'd be in it to win it, you would. You know what, you just tell when someone enters the house, you're like, they'll be in the final.
Stop it, I'm blushing. Actually, you know what? I don't think so, because I think that I would annoy the people who I was in there with so much that they'd be putting me up every week. I'm also very messy. I mean, we're on a Zoom call right now and you can kind of see the background and the shelves. There's lots of clutter, junk everywhere.
That's always an argument starter in the house as well.
I'm very much a wardrobe person, you know.
A wardrobe? Yeah. What's that?
So I have an installed wardrobe, but I just know where things are on the floor. So I leave my clothes on the floor. And I know where they are. Because people will come around to my house and they'll be like, this is an actual mess. And I'll be like, yeah, but ask me for something and I'll give it to you. Like, I know where everything is. To you, it's a mess. But me and my two brain cells are very much capable of comprehending what's going on in my flat right now. But yeah, Big Brother would definitely be the reality show, I think. I don't think I could do Love Island. I think it's
all...
I'm very much not. I'd be the person who sat in the bedroom with a t-shirt on, like they'd be all out getting their tans and I'll be like...
Yeah, same. I'm not a big like bikini sort of girl. I'd be like t-shirt, maybe some like basketball shorts. That would be me every day. I wouldn't be giving the audiences what they want, you know what I mean? I'd just be sitting, eating my way through the process.
Maybe a poncho.
Yeah, a little caftan.
A sombrero. A sun umbrella. Perched by the pool with a sun umbrella.
Yeah. Free holiday, that would be it.
No, literally, that would be the selling point for me. I'd be going there for the tan and the couple Instagram followers I'm getting off the back of it.
Definitely, because I'm a bit of an awkward flirt as well, so doing that on TV as well, no hun, not for me.
I'd be like scared. I'd feel scared more so for my family that they would have to sit through me watching, like they'd have to sit through the pain of watching me go through all this, because in any, not even flirting, just whenever I meet new people, and specifically when it's not like a comfortable situation, for example, in the middle of Mallorca with a bunch of like people who are way hotter being televised to millions of people, like, you know, that's not your everyday situation, really.
No.
I'd be so awkward. I'd be like, I'm Lewis. I'm from London. God. And I feel like, on top of that, I wouldn't be able to deal with the memes. I feel like they're funny, but as soon as I start getting involved in it, that's when I tap out.
What about you? See, I think I'd be all right with that, because I do love a meme, and I feel like I'm quite good at like seeing the funny side of things. Like, it takes a lot to offend me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's just the, like, I couldn't be bothered walking around in my bikini that all day. Plus, you'd be sweating your tits off. I don't understand how all the girls always look like really pretty. If that was me in the sun all day, nah.
Literally. And they always get so ready just to walk downstairs. And I'm like, I wish I had that sort of motivation in my day-to-day life. If I'm not leaving the house, there's a fat chance that I'm even getting out of, like, bed. Never mind getting changed. Never mind showering. But they're, like, doing the whole 9-to-5, full glam.
I mean, good for them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, that's the sort of motivation I'm looking for. But you know what? Claps for you guys for doing that. So please tell me you have seen Stormy Jenner do the patience challenge on Kylie Jenner's Instagram.
Yes, I have.
You see, I hate kids. I hate...
Do you actually?
There's just something about them. They just have like a negative aura.
You don't trust them.
I don't understand the appeal. When people say they're broody or like when people are like, I can't wait to have kids. I'm like, but why? They just cry and like snot.
It's a big sacrifice, isn't it? And I feel like for me, I used to hate kids as well until I had like a niece and nephew. And then I started to grow into it more. But definitely I'm nowhere near broody yet.
Yeah. And I feel like also they're just such an unnecessary accessory to my spending habits. So that sounds really harsh, but they do spend a lot of money. You know,
true though. If you know, you've got to be willing to like literally put somebody else before you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, and I'm a very selfish person. I don't know if I can quite do that commitment yet.
And that's fine to admit that, I think. Yeah. I know lots of women as well that are like, oh, I'm really not ready to have kids yet. I feel too selfish. I'm like, I don't think it's selfish. I just think you're very much aware that, you know, you're not ready to spend your money on someone else when you could be buying lovely clothes and stuff for yourself.
Yeah. If anything, I don't actually think it's selfish. I think it's more smart. It's more from a kind heart because you're recognizing that you're not ready to bring up another being. That scares me as well. The fact that like as soon as that creature is like birthed into the earth, that's your responsibility from there on forward for the rest of their life.
Big thing. I do find though that like any friends that I've had that have had kids, because I'm like, how do you do it? I do literally feel like you get some sort of like superpower once you have them. I don't know what happens, but as soon as they're out the womb, something happens to you. You become like Wonder Woman, and then like all of a sudden you know how to tidy up all the time. You know how to like change a nappy, you know how to hold a baby. Like, it just happens, doesn't it?
Yeah, because I do think there's like a whole new like skill set that you're going to need when you become a parent. And it's like, do these people just wake up from like, they wake up the next morning and they're like, oh, right, now I know how to change a nappy.
Because did you feel like they do? Yeah. Because like, how do you prepare for it? Were you even staying in that day? Like we've been obviously staying in the flat all the time. And after a day of like Hoover and the next day it's like messy again. And I'm like, honestly, for f***ing sakes, imagine having this and then having children to clean up after as well. We can barely do it ourselves.
It's too much. But the one exception is Stormy Jenner. That video, I've never felt that way about a child before. When I was watching it, I was like, this is actually like a cute child. Like, obviously I've seen children before and I'm like, oh yeah, they're cute. But this, I was like, wow, this is the first time I've ever felt in like my DNA and bloodstream that I would want this sort of child in my life.
Oh, I mean, Stormy's gorgeous and very well behaved, to be fair.
Well, what I think is I love when like rich people actually have like smart kids, because I'm like, like she knew some big words because she's not old. Mm-hmm. She's like 1.5, 2, maybe pushing 2. But that's, you know, she's youthful, very youthful.
That is crazy that she knew the word patience.
Like they must be paying for some good tutors. And mm-hmm. I'm here for it because I feel like a lot of the time, well, not even a lot of the time, because I'm speaking as if I like know the whole history of like Hollywood children. Like, I really do think that most Hollywood parents know. Well, but I feel like you'd have sort of have the assumption that maybe celebrities like, not don't look after their kids as well, but like, you know, they're very busy people. So when I mm-hmm. see like kids who are well-behaved and smart from a celebrity, I'm just like, that's my favorite thing. It's like, it sets off endorphins or something in my head that like, they're actually doing something right. But I think the challenge is actually quite hard, especially for a 2-year-old. I don't even think at almost 21 years old, I'd be able to partake in the challenge.
If someone walked away and said, by the way, you can't eat those sweets, or you can't have that, the minute they're out the door, I'd be like...
Yeah, it's that... don't mind if I do. It's that thing, though, where when you're told that you can't do something, you want to do it.
Exactly. I hate being told what to do. Mm. I want to like rebel the minute someone says like, no, you can't do that. And if they're not there in the room, you don't know what camera's on you.
Yeah. The thing for me on being told which you can't do something and make you want to do something, that was the longest explanation for something which just did not need a long explanation. You could probably see like my 2 brain cells like whirring in my head trying to form that sentence. Is on aeroplanes and seatbelts, and that's such a bad thing to have it in my mind, but I have like, it's almost like this thing in my brain, it just as soon as I see a seatbelt sign, like my brain like switches and I'm like, I want to take it off. It's like, I'm gonna take it off. I don't, by the way, just a public service
you're such a rebel.
Before anyone tries to cancel me, I do very much keep my seatbelt on and locked in during...
That's very sensible.
What is it? Taxi, takeoff, landing, and turbulence.
Takeoff and landing, yeah.
So I think everybody should maybe do that too. Just
Do you clap when the plane lands?
You know what I do now? I never used to.
I can't. I'm going to have to end this podcast because I can't bear it when people clap when the plane lands. It's literally one of the things that makes me skin crawl so much.
Jeez, right. Okay, sorry for trying to spread a little bit of positivity in like a time where people might be stressed out. But I think airplanes are quite a daunting thing. And
the fact
that you get to land, like, I'm grateful and I'm just clapping for my blessings.
They're also like, you know, it's like going in a taxi. Like, do you clap when your taxi driver drops you off at your destination? Do you know what I mean?
No, I do think that might be a bit too much.
I guess there's a lot of turbulence or something. Mm. But do you know where it is, especially in America? Like, whenever we used to tour in America and, like, do, like, 3 flights in a day, the amount of clapping that would go on, the minute, and they're so extra, the minute the plane, I'd be like, yeah, well done, guys. Thank you so much. And I'd be sitting there thinking, oh, my God, literally, get me off this plane.
The worst I've ever found was on a flight to Ibiza. Bearing in mind, the flight was at 5:30 a.m. in the morning, so we landed maybe at, like, 6:30, 7 a.m. UK time. Jesus Christ, you would have thought it was like that whole, I mean, I'm not a sporting person, but England maybe like almost won the World Cup or something a few years ago. I can't remember the specific details, but something like that.
Very few years ago.
The plane shook from the like cheers. And I was just like, right, I'm all for maybe like a little clap, a little pat on the back maybe. Or yeah, even snaps. Yeah. Isn't that what they did on Glee? They like snapped instead of clapped.
Yeah.
But when we're turning it into a whole like rugby match scrum on an aeroplane, especially when it's like a Ryanair aeroplane and it's like 2 seats per...
I mean, that is great if you can land a Ryanair flight and
no.
You've done well.
Now, on the podcast every week, we're going to have a section where basically it's my trending list, my like top 5 picks of what's been trending in my celeb sphere, in my celeb, what's it called? What's the word where it's like Baywatch, but celeb watch, we could call it.
Celeb watch.
Yeah.
Got it.
And it's just sort of like the 5 things which I've found the best this week. So number 1 on my list is Jamie and Camilla from Love Island are expecting a baby. And I have never felt so much joy. This is actually really weird. There's a lot of baby things this week. And considering I'm not an infant fan, yeah. But it is causing a lot of happiness for me. I just think they're like the royal family of Love Island. Do you know what I mean?
They are. It's some really great news for everyone, I think. And I just love as well when people come off Love Island and actually have like a proper relationship that lasts and... It shows that it does work.
Yeah.
Now and again.
And I just always feel like they're quite away from the spotlight and all the like sort of Instagram and all that stuff. And when...
Yeah.
So you don't really hear about them that much, but whenever you do hear about them, it's just something so good. It's always like, oh, no, Camilla, like, wow, I haven't heard of her from a year. What's she doing? Oh, she's just like saved the world and is now pregnant.
Yeah, literally. They're like the perfect couple, aren't they? If they're not doing like charity work, they're doing really cute stuff on Insta. Like they're the dream.
So cute. Congratulations, you guys. And their announcement was so cute. They like brought up, they got all their family involved and it was, if you haven't seen it, I think it's on Camilla's Instagram. It's so cute. Go watch. Second on my list, have you watched The Office?
Oh, I used to love The Office, yeah.
US or UK?
Probably more UK, just because I love watching Ricky Gervais. But the US one was actually amazing as well.
You see, I've never watched the UK. I've only watched the US one.
You've got to watch it.
I do feel like I should watch it, but The Office US is my favourite show ever. And I have like a slight fear that maybe if I watch the UK one, it's going to sort of ruin it. Like, right, I don't know. Right. But everybody does say the UK one's really good. So maybe I need to maybe dip my toe in the pool.
You do. I think it's good that, like, it's very rare for a UK show to be turned to a US show and still be, like, just as good.
Oh,
whereas
100%.
The Office managed to do that.
But the US cast did a virtual reunion for, I think it was someone's wedding. I don't know if it was a fan or like a crew member.
Oh, I heard about this, yeah.
It is so cute. They all do like literally they get the entire cast, like every single member. And they do the, I don't know if you remember, there was a, maybe it was Jim and Pam's wedding, but there was someone's wedding where they all did like a dance down the aisle and they recreate the dance on Zoom. I've never been so content with life. Like, if there was ever a moment where I was ready to like close a chapter and move on, it was like watching that video. It felt like a full circle. It felt like closure. I was ready to move on.
Yeah.
Because I don't feel like that's the type of show that needs to make a comeback or do like a reunion or a special spin-off. It's very much like that ended on such a good note. There's not even a point of risking it.
No,
so
leave it there.
Some sort of like webcam 240p bad quality reunion of like them dancing to a song for a minute and a half is more than enough closure I need for the show.
Love that.
Third on the trending list this week is Harry Styles and his new music video for Watermelon Sugar. Jeez, yes. Louise, watching that, I got a bit hot under the sheets, to say the least.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's very, what's the
Is it sexual?
Yeah, but not sexual. It's more,
Well, like sexual innuendo.
Innuendo,
like,
that's
metaphors
word.
For like, what a, yeah.
Innuendo, that's
anatomy
what.
Is.
It's a lot of just hot people on a beach eating watermelon.
Right.
And I mean, it sounds delightful. Just even that short description, I really sold it there, didn't I?
You did. I'd love to be on a beach eating a watermelon, to be honest.
Yeah. That would be quite nice right now, considering I've not left my bedroom for 2 months, but moving on. Fourth on the list is Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande, and they are coming out with a new single, another duo collab going on.
Yeah.
This seems
I'm
to just be
that as well.
Coming out my ears, coming out faster than I can.
I can't keep up.
I know.
All these
like,
remixes.
It's like Cluedo. It's like, who is Ariana Grande doing a duet with in the ballroom? but very excited for that. I feel like they're two massive icons.
Yeah.
And I feel like Ariana Grande always does it well. She always does. She always gets like good collabs going. So very
she
excited
does.
To hear that one.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That's like two queens together. And I feel like with Ariana, she's very good at like sharing the limelight, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
And supporting other artists. Sometimes you have a duet and you can tell that person's been like, yeah, but I want to hog the whole song. Do you know what I mean? Whereas I mean, Ariana's a bit more like, no, this is a thing we're going to do together. Like, you do your thing if it's your song sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm very much here for it. And I'm very much here for Lady Gaga's whole new campaign and everything, to be honest.
I know, because she really did shape me. I blame her and Katy Perry. Blame is quite a serious word. No, I do blame. I have not turned out to be like the model person. I blame her and Katy Perry for the person I am today. I feel like
amazing.
They very much had too much of a cultural impact of me at 11 years old. But for a good reason. We'll leave it a good reason.
Of course. I love it.
And finally on the list, we have Naomi Campbell for her airplane outfit. Wow. So she is, I feel like she's the queen of not only flying, but hygiene on flying. She did a YouTube video where she did like her tips on flying, and she has a whole cleaning toolbox that she brings on with her hand luggage. It's actually amazing. But she posted a picture on Instagram a few days ago on a plane, and she was in a full head-to-toe fumigation kit.
Wow.
Like the kit that you wear, it was almost like a beekeeping kit. And I was just like, that is just the level of extraness I'm really striving to be. It's like what I'm trying to manifest into my life for the future years to come.
Yeah, absolutely. And she's very extra, but we love it.
Yeah, I feel like she's the type of person who just nails the perfect amount of extra. She like lands perfectly on doing the most without doing too much.
Yeah, exactly. I'd agree.
A queen. And finally, we finish each episode with a poll for you guys listening. And if you guys want to partake in the poll, then head over to our Instagram, which is at Pop Off Podcast, and you can vote and we'll reveal the results in next week's episode. This week's poll is two US collabs went to number one back to back. We had Doja Cat and Nicki Minaj's Say So remix, followed by Justin Bieber and Ariana Grande's, is it Stick With You? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Gosh, I'm like, probably should have researched that before I start speaking. And I want you guys to let me know which one you preferred. For me personally, I think Say So remix sits in my heart a bit more. I feel like I align with it a bit more. It's definitely...
Yeah, I'd probably agree. Just because I love Say So anyway. So once I saw that Nicki was on it as well, I was like, yeah, 100%. This is everything I could want and more.
When it first came out that she was on it, I was like, how are you, like, it's taking a great song to excellence. Actually, it was already at excellence. It was taking an excellent song to excellent squared.
I'm a bit out of the loop with like current music because we've just been watching like 90s icons on YouTube and like a bit of like Lisa Scott Lee and Seven. Who else we had on? Like, yeah, like Rachel Stevens.
That Lisa Scott Lee video, which circulates on Twitter like once a month, where she finds out where she's come in the charts, is like, I want that to be like just replayed on loop at my funeral. But yeah, let us know your thoughts on whose collaboration you preferred on our Instagram. And that is it for this week's episode. And not only this week's episode, our very first debut episode. Thanks so much, Jade, for coming on. Yeah, you are our first guest.
I feel so special.
You should, you know.
Oh, it was really lovely, that. It was lovely. Thank
you. Oh, I'm so glad you had a fun time.
Brighten me day.
Maybe add a pep in your step going on forward.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for
coming. I like your new hair as well, by the way.
Oh,
sorry, I keep interrupting
you.
But I just, I had to say. I saw you do it on Instagram. I was like, I'm here for this.
The roots are coming through quite dramatically. Oh my God, what have I done to my hair? I've now separated it like I've just been electrocuted. But the roots are coming through quite dramatically. And I'm also very scared to see my hairdresser at the end of this because he specifically told me in February to not go blonde.
Oh, no.
Because he was like, you have such nice hair as it is. I don't want bleach to ruin it.
Yeah, and then I was, you are.
Yeah, I was kind of like, I'm a bad bitch. You can't kill me. So, but we have such a good personal relationship. I'm scared that's going to all crumble after lockdown. But, you know, we keep our fingers and toes crossed.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on, Jade. And we'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you very much for listening to Pop Off Podcast. Remember to subscribe for new episodes every week, and you can find us on the Global Player, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Remember to leave us a review. We are very thankful for anyone who does that. You will be blessed with good karma. I mean, I can't promise you that, but let's hope so. And remember to check us out on at Pop Off Podcast on Instagram and vote in our poll. I'll see you next week. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you've ever thought of escaping, now is the time with the new all-electric Ford Explorer. You could be heading to a ferry, across to France. By lunchtime, you could be eating mussels in Calais. It's better than being stuck in the morning traffic on the motorway. What are you waiting for? Visit your local Ford dealer today and start your great escape. The new all-electric Ford Explorer, now available to order. Ford, bring on tomorrow.